The following is an encore presentation of CKRZ.
Hello, my name is Farah.
This is Michelle Wright.
Hi, folks. This is Mark C. Maxton.
Bonjour. This is Jody Gaffney.
Hi, this is George Leach.
Hey, this is Derek Miller, and you're listening to CKRZ.
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 100.3 FM.
The voice of the Grand. Yeah.
The comments heard on the following presentation are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZ-FM. Well, thank you so much for making CKRZ a part of your day. In the house with us right now, we have Six Nations Public Works Director Mike Montour and A6N's Josh Spiegel, and we're going to be talking about the landfill site. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So how I have to ask everybody about this when they come in to visit us. How is the new normal treating you?
It's probably just the same as everyone else, I would imagine.
Because we just don't do things the same way.
No.
But I can't imagine for you guys that though it must be really different because you have to interact with each other on job sites. And oftentimes there are just certain things that you can't do without working alongside a person.
Yeah, so we do our best as far as the social distancing and the different precautions that we need to take. However, you're right. Like, even through the whole pandemic, I know our offices all had to stay open because we're an essential service, and a lot of our public works people have been on the roads and then doing their thing with treating the water and making sure it's out there. So kudos to everybody out there who's maintained those services through this crazy time.
Oh, and then thanks to you and your staff as well, Mike. You guys have done a fantastic job during the pandemic, and it was good to have those services available to us that we did.
Yeah, thank you. And again, the credit goes out to those men and women out there who are making the things work and on these uncertain times.
So what are we going to talk about today with regards to the landfill site?
So like you had said, so good morning. My name is Michael Montour. I'm the Director of Public Works for Six Nations of the Grand River Territory, and I'm here today to provide the community with an update in regards to the landfill site closure and transfer station project. So this project is the final step in a process to address the fact that our landfill site is nearing its max capacity. We started this in 2016, where we did a 20-year waste management study. The outcome of the study was the transfer of our waste out of the community, which was a community-driven decision made based on feedback from meetings combined with direct mail and online surveys. We took that direction and worked with consultants to complete a closure plan and design for a new transfer station. We were able to begin construction of the landfill site closure and transportation in 2019, I think it was around this time, with Akon Six Nations Joint Venture as our contractor. I'm happy to report that Indigenous Services Canada has provided over $9 million, which is 100% of funding to get us through every step of this project. Originally, this was scheduled to be completed in December 2019, but was delayed, and we now have to finish it. I brought Josh Beagle in today to discuss what will have to happen for us to finish this project for the community. So, Josh, why did we have to stop construction in late 2019?
So, to start off, Mike, the original fill that was free issued and sourced by the consultant and yourselves for the capping of the piles, it just wasn't large enough. So we got into about three quarters of the old fill area of the landfill of the capping, and we ran out of fill at Brooks Landfill. There was a secondary pile that we were told we could assess and use for the final capping, and we got into a situation of having to complete environmental due diligence, financial analysis, and we decided that with it being so late in the year last year as of October, that we would start up again in April or May of 2019. With the COVID-19 pandemic that came up, it continually pushed the project out, and we're just getting started now in the last couple weeks for the project.
Yeah, so you mentioned the financial environmental due diligence. So the Six Nations of the Grand River Elected Council put out a press release last week. And in that press release, there's a link that the community can click, and they can view all those samples and those different items that we're mentioning here, and as well as those previous samples that was taken as we completed the trucking of the fill. So what do we need to complete this project?
So there are two main areas of focus at the landfill. There's the old fill area, which is currently closed, and then the new fill area, which is still accepting refuse at this time. The old fill area has been 90% capped with a clay liner, and we are currently finishing the final grading process. Once this area is done, we will move on to completing a 6-inch topsoil layer so that the final seeding can be completed. This topsoil layer and the final seeding is a big part of the project, which creates stabilization for the piles and will allow the rainwater as a surface runoff that will bleed into a ditch that ends up running out to the outlet area that's been designed by the engineer. The new fill area will be accepting refuse until the time that the transfer station is opened. Once the transfer station is open, we will start hauling clay in from Brooks Landfill again to complete the 600 millimeter or 2-foot clay cap. Currently, the project will require an additional 30,000 cubic meters of clay or 3,000 triaxial loads and 1,200 cubic meters of topsoil, 12,000 cubic meters of topsoil or 1,200 dump truck loads. Both types of material are going to be hauled in via triaxial, traveling on 4th line from Highway 6. All of the trucks will have A6 head magnets on them, so it's distinguishable to the local residents so they know that there are trucks and that they are coming in. All types of material that come in get tested every 500 triaxial loads or about 5,000 cubic meters. And this sampling is a full environmental analysis of what's in the soil to make sure that everything that is coming in and is going to be utilized for the project is clean and it meets the Table 1 requirements, which is completely clean fill without any contaminants or issues.